What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Shut up! It's called following the team.
That's
it's
not
what
following
we do.
The team.
I follow on IG.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, crossover time. Let's welcome in Mark Willard in studio and Dan Dibley coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Viva Las Vegas.
And before these guys jump on, 2:30 is, I already teased this, but yeah.
I'm trying to see if you remember.
Oh, yeah, we got you.
2:30 is Mark Stein. One of the best NBA writers and has a Substack. 3:00, Trace Jackson Davis.
Trace.
3:30, Jason Richardson.
There you go.
Yeah, fresh out of the MRI tube. Not to tease too far ahead, but apparently Jay Rich sustained a little bit of an injury, so we'll give you the full injury report on our guest list coming up at 3:30.
What happens in Vegas stays in your leg.
Dibbers on the ground.
Well, no, like we'll start the show with that today. I cannot wait to get both from Dibs and Grandy stories of a night loose in Vegas.
And I'll be all ears.
It's going to be amazing.
But I'll say this before you go, Dibs. Do you and Willard, Guru had a first today, have you ever did 5.5 hours of radio?
Yeah, I used to do 8 hours of radio every day.
What does that mean? What?
That means I was a part of a morning show on another station that went 5 to 9, and then he went 9 to noon, so I guess that'd be 7 hours, but I did
seven hours,
thank you. I was the original Scott Hansen before there was Scott Hansen. I did 7 hours 5 days a week. And, you know, Dan, is Dan back there? Dan, look this up. It's like, Gary, don't you have Google?
That is
like,
great.
I know it's 2007.
He pretty much did not have Google.
Can you, like, can you ask Jeeves when you're in there?
He still doesn't have Google.
I believe that, Will.
And I love Gary, the man.
And we love you guys for staying every day. But 5.5 hours already, you have to subtract out if you replay portions of it. I'm sorry. That's just the rules. I don't make them up.
Yeah,
I don't make them up.
Coming up at 5:08, Jay Rich replay or TJD replay or all the above.
5:27, Mark Stein on the show today.
No doubt. Yeah.
I think Stein's going to have some info for
at
you.
At the Stein line on Twitter.
Except for what if the info is the same info that everybody
keeps. Which I think is going to be.
Everyone's like, what's the info? They're like, the info is. There's no info, and it's going to be even more frustrating 1.5 weeks from now than it is now.
I know we're Warrior-centric and we're home flagship of the Warriors, but do you really believe, because Steiny got me thinking last segment, that LeBron really the narcissist
with Ephraim on Sunday.
Oh yeah,
man, we just talked about it.
You guys came out with LeBron.
LeBron,
yeah.
Well, he's
well,
a huge,
after your wedding stuff.
Well, and after his F1 stuff, he lost his mind and apparently hates all sports that are not F1 racing now.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the movie.
No, he did. He watched the movie. He watches the Netflix episodes with his wife, and he said that they had been through six. No joke, they had been through, I think, over 50 episodes in 5 days.
What?
And I got jealous, and I told him I'm not a jealous person. You're an NFL player. You have millions of dollars. Yeah. You've got a beautiful family, two boys. He gets to travel blessed. And go wherever he blessed. I go, I've never been jealous of you before until this moment. You have that kind of time?
Man,
like, are you kidding me? 60 episodes in 5 days? Good Lord,
that's a lot.
That made me jealous.
Do you think Bron's leaving? Because we brought up Dallas, Dibs, and Willard. I'm thinking, oh my God, if they could give some, like, that would be a beautiful spot for him to not have to do all that anthem. Because you come to the Warriors, we need Bron from 2018.
Dibs, I don't know where he could go. I don't know how
Dallas,
you get it done.
Dibs,
everything feels too complicated.
And I don't know why he would go, because everything has already been, like, signed, sealed, and delivered. Shout out Stevie Wonder. Are you going to go to Dallas and now you're going to win a title? And if you win a title there, okay, fine. You're the first guy to ever win four in four cities. And that's a thing. But if you're LeBron, if I'm LeBron, I'm only thinking about checking the final boxes in my career. And this year he will pass Robert Parrish for most games played ever. And he's probably going to pass Jason Kidd to go up to number three in assists. And so if you're LeBron, what else is really out there for you? Everything that you've needed to do or wanted to do, you've done. So I don't know how going to Dallas does anything for you.
But Dibs, so are you saying this is just a bluff? He looks like he's really mad. Rich Paul saying four teams contacted my client. Like, I guess I'm falling for the cheese then. Dibs sounds like he's not going anywhere. I thought that was it, but I'm like, he's really? The Lakers are saying you ain't the dude.
Well, no, I don't know if he's not going anywhere means that he's happy or the Lakers want him. You know, that's kind of like Jonathan Kuminga.
Damn.
I don't know if him staying means he's happy and the Warriors want him. Fact. I have no idea what it all means. But I think I wasn't, and you weren't alone. When you read that note from Rich Paul, it feels like LeBron is almost, for the first time maybe
first
in his
time.
Career,
first time.
A team is not all about him, and he's very uncomfortable with that.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of the people that fights him for that. Oh, you narcissist. Dude, he's LeBron James. There are people in life where I'm like, go ahead, be a narcissist. Like, you've run this league for 20 years.
He's earned it.
Yeah. it is kind of about you. You know?
I mean, I feel like if he's been playing for 20 plus years and he knows it's his last year or two, if for whatever reason he doesn't want to play with Luka, or he just doesn't like where he's at, he's not going to want to leave basketball on those terms.
Mm.
He's going to, if he's not happy there, I think he will force a trade. But I don't know what a trade for him looks like. But you're right. He's kind of choreographed his whole career. So I think it would be kind of strange if he didn't want to be somewhere his last year or two, but he had to just take his medicine.
Do you guys buy that maybe that this situation is what's holding everything else up too?
Hmm.
Because,
wow, Will.
Because while Warrior fans are like, when is this Kuminga thing going to break? I'm like, when is anything going to break? We
and
had that first
this
wave.
Would explain it. Yeah.
We had this first wave, and then, wow.
And it was a baby wave.
It's been 10 yeah. days of you can't even sign Al Horford to the non-tax midline. You know what I mean? Like, what in the hell is going on out there? And so that's why I sort of wonder, because when you have a LeBron-sized thing.
Yeah. He's in Vegas with Dibs. Dibs, have you seen him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course. And where was he sitting? Oh, that's right. He was courtside. And I'm not saying that he has to be up in a suite or in the nosebleeds, but LeBron being courtside shows you exactly what this all is about to me. LeBron wants it to be about LeBron, and I'm not begrudging him for that, because he is the self-anointed king. Apologies to Bonte Hill, but LeBron James likes everything to be about LeBron James. And so I think that this offseason news cycle, for lack of a better way to describe it, is LeBron wanting to be a part of what's going on. So he wants to be a part of the news, and he wants his name out there. It's been his whole life, right? He's 41 or 42, and going back to his, sophomore year in high school, it's all been about him. So that, for me, is his comfort zone.
Well, the other thing, too, is, you know, LeBron James has always been a free agent and gone somewhere, and that's known as ring chasing. Like, if they trade him now, obviously he's going to approve of the team, but maybe people look at him a little different because he got traded to his last place. He didn't go there himself, and so if he were to win a fifth, it wouldn't be looked upon as a ring chase.
I don't know. I think he conducts things at such a level that I don't even know. Like, even if you're right, even if it was a trade, I don't think the public would translate it as a trade. It's going to feel like LeBron handpicked that team. They called that team. They brokered a deal and got him out of there. But Dibs, to your point, with regard to him always wanting to make it about him, I kind of feel like it's not just the news cycle. That's how I feel about the end of his career. And he's always struck me, and this is kind of the opposite of Steph, as someone who will advertise, I'm leaving at the end of said year so that you can celebrate me every city I attend all year long. And if he's going to do that on a team that's kind of featuring someone else, I don't think he's going to like that.
Man, and I'm with you.
That I agree with.
I mean, to me, the sensible play, and this is a little bit of a long shot, but his son is going to University of Arizona, which I know is not in Phoenix, but it's in Tucson.
That's
close
Bryce,
enough, so.
Right? Bryce James.
Right. Bryce is going to Arizona. So if you're LeBron and you want to be near your kid, you go to Phoenix. And so you find a way for Phoenix to sign and trade Beal, and then the Lakers buy him out. Whatever the money works, if you're going to get rid of LeBron and you're going to have to take on that much money, Bradley Beal's making 57. So there's a way you could sign and trade Beal and essentially buy him out and make that work. If this whole LeBron thing is really going to happen, and if I'm LeBron and I want to go somewhere totally neutral, go to Phoenix and be near your kid.
But you wouldn't win, Dibs. Yeah, and if you stay in L.A., you're still near your kid because you're playing with them.
You're now the second banana. And if all of this is to be taken at face value, which I don't buy any of it,
all right,
by the way.
Right.
I don't buy a bit of it.
Yeah.
But if you're looking to go somewhere else, what team out there has the money to acquire you in terms of a trade and has a location that might actually work for what you want to do in your life?
Yeah, but I also don't think he wants to go out missing the playoffs.
Oh, but he wants that fifth. No doubt about it.
I hear what you're saying. I don't feel like that's a fit. It needs to be somewhere that's glitzy and out front.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
I want all of the summer league teams to change their names
to three-point shooters, because that's all they do.
Well, I'm just looking like this caught, you know, it's over my right shoulder. We got a game, and this is probably from last night or whatever. Or maybe it's
we're live here.
Is that live? Is Minnesota?
We're live in Vegas.
Minnesota's playing Detroit right now?
Yeah. So I got the Pistons plus 4.5.
Good. They're already up 2. You're in a good spot. I don't like when you look the next day, and you're like, the Warriors lost by 23.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, they didn't. That wasn't the Warriors. Change your names.
Okay. All right.
Golden State, you know, Puppy Warriors. Yeah. I don't know. Like, give everybody a different name. Warriors. And then what? A team scoring like 60 points last night? Like, that's not – this is not the Pistons and the Wolves. Where's Cade Cunningham and Anthony Edwards if the Pistons are playing the Wolves?
Hey, Dibs and Willard, Guru went to his first Valkyries game last night and said it was incredible.
I back every single thing that you and Evan have said.
Can you help me put a finger on, I guess I'll say, Willard and Dibs, the difference or why that felt, I did the wave.
Yeah.
I wanted to do it. What's going on?
Do you know what's funny is because they did the wave, the one that I attended to, and I didn't do the wave, but I kind of was like not bothered by it for the first time in my life. And they're like, okay. Why? Why is it okay here? Do you know what word came to mind as I was listening to you guys talk? And I hate this, but this is the word that came to mind. Money. Money.
Wow.
And so why is a Warrior crowd?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
A little more stiff, maybe.
Yeah, or cynical, because they've spent way more to be there. They know the players are making $50 and $60 million a night. And that comes with an expectation and sort of an anger if it doesn't go right. The Valkyrie game is Disneyland. It is purely just we are here to have a great time. We probably didn't break the bank to be in the building.
Willard,
people on the court are maybe probably making less than most of the fans watching. It's just a different purity
level.
It's
kind of scary. Real quick, Stoney and Dibs, Brian, our guy Brian, who used to work with us here, 95.7 The Game, that's got the Twins. You must have stole this. The Valkyrie game seemed less cynical than a Warriors game. Like, these players aren't making millions of dollars like the NBA players, and it's not as negative.
Who's walking to the car going, could you believe that turnover from Kate Martin?
But how would that affect for the game, though, Willard being loose and more energized?
Because you're just, like, happy. You're just there for a good time.
Ah, wow.
You're not there for the W. And any of that. You're just there for a good time.
Yeah, I think it's partly the investment. Wow. I'm sorry, Steiny. Like, if you go to Concert in the Park and it's free and you throw out your blanket and you've got your cooler of beverages and you paid zero to get there and it's some knockoff band, we'll call it Fleetwood Jack.
You know, look at you.
You know, all those cover bands, and it's like, okay, that's not Stevie Nicks, and Mick Fleetwood is not walking through that door. This band is not very good, but I paid no money to be here, and so it's great. I know that song. They're going to do Gypsy. They're going to do Tusk, maybe, if they have a horn section. We're going to go home, and it's all good. So to Willard's point, I do think a lot of it is the price line versus what you are expecting. But also, I think that, you know, people who have more affluence tend to have less of an ability to go out there and just let their hair down, you know, which is why we see now at Chase Center all of these fat cats sitting courtside. They won't put the shirt on because I've got my freshly pressed $400 button up and my D-bag vest that I have to wear, and so I can't put on your knockoff shirt. You remember, Steiny, the days of early Oracle when people were putting the shirts on. People were going crazy, and it was okay.
They were like the first to do it, the Warriors, with the gold shirts, the We Believe year. I also think, so if you're a Valkyries, okay, so the Valkyries had a ton of season tickets sales.
Yeah.
Like, let's just say 12,000 or whatever it was. So they must, they're not casual fans. They like basketball. So I think they were smart enough to realize the Valkyries aren't going to win very many games. But let's go out there and have a great time. And I do think there's something about them winning that's maybe elevating it like a little bit. But I told Guru this, and I can't really explain. It's like, I think they have staying power.
I do, too.
I mean,
oh, God, yeah.
I mean, I asked him, why would that come to his mind, though, in year one?
Because
when you say staying power.
They're getting 18, and nobody knows anybody on their team when they got to 18. And, you know, I mean, I got to believe it's just a matter of time before they get a superstar in here.
For sure.
And then.
Shout out Burton.
You know, and then it's.
They've got more resources than any team.
Hello.
We got action.
When I left that game and I'm walking to the car.
Talk to me.
Thought to myself, with what's happened to the WNBA and the rise in popularity, if you were to redo the WNBA, this would be the first city where you'd have a team, not the 13th. This is literally, that's the other thing.
But who knew
this
that?
City
I didn't
is,
know.
Well, if you think about who we are and what this city is, it's actually not surprising at all. Like, it fits so many of the different idiosyncrasies of this city. And so when I was in there, dude, I don't know if you had this same experience. Kind of step out of yourself for a second and just look back. And stare at the crowd.
If
at any point in my life you told me this was a WNBA game, I would have called you crazy. I never thought a WNBA game would look and feel like that.
It was incredible.
It's awesome.
I have one take, Dibs, and I know we're all fathers here, but you tell me if I'm being an old fogey here, right? Now, I have little Daryl, who considers Pods a friend, and I know Pods has his thing, so I'm not hating with the Valkyries. But as a man, where I'm at in my life right now, I don't like hoodies inside. And I buff my two sons when they even try to pull that off if we're going anywhere. Pods, I'm not his daddy at all. But he's at the game courtside doing his
thing
with the hood on at the game. You can't do – that was my only – you can't do it, Dibs.
Let me ask you this.
I'm sorry. I got to say it.
Hood on, not okay indoor. Sunglasses on, okay indoor. Please explain.
There's so much.
Half the listeners did the same thing you did. They did this earlier, Dibs.
Shades are stylistic.
No.
Hoodies inside to me represent fear.
Why?
Because I'm watching.
Why?
Robberies, all this stuff. But I'm no positive. The hoodie to me. It jumps off differently. The shades inside are style.
If we accept the shades as style,
and you have,
why can't we accept the hoodie as style?
Because it's not. And
to
I'm
you,
just,
I mean, do you really think Pods is fixing to rob the place?
No.
Mark gonna fight with both these guys this week. I love it.
No.
Because I was listening.
Black man, Mark Willard, the hoodie inside and the hoodie in general represents something different to me than it does to you.
That's fine.
And it's fair.
And that's fine.
That's
and Pods is not a black man.
No doubt. But my point is the respect factor of wearing it inside when you could. You're the guy already.
So like
you don't got to be Joe Cool.
Steph
would never wear the hoodie inside.
First of all, I don't know about that because Steph does he does wear the hoodie at times. He's worn them at press conferences, which are inside. I listened to this entire debate that the two of you had, and I fully accept sort of where you come from with what it means to you. But that's what I kept wanting to say through the radio. It doesn't mean that to everybody. These things do evolve. They do evolve. Every generation, there's something that the previous generation will find very rude.
Like, it's just a respect thing. Like, I check my kid. He's not my kid. I get that. He's a ball player. But
this never even would have occurred to me when I saw it. I'll freely admit that. It never even would have occurred to me.
But if you guys are going to just out there, and it's your prerogative, if you're going to compare, because I'm doing it wrong in a disservice, the hoodie to the glasses, then you're missing my point.
No, I fully get the point, and I am mostly with you on hoodies inside, and I think about most of the elementary and middle school dress codes. You can't wear a hoodie inside. You're not allowed to have your hood on in the classroom at a majority of schools. And so I do think that that is an actual thing, but I just was wondering about the possible hypocrisy of a man who wears sunglasses inside, and that's fashion. Now, I understand if you are Coach Sperano, rest in peace, I think.
Uh-oh.
Tony Sperano, former.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb.
Yeah, you still and try this.
Everyone runs to the Google. He wore his sunglasses inside. He had an eye issue.
Yeah, he passed in 2018.
Thank you, Grandy. Score one for the Dibber. And
so did Tony Soprano, by the way. Different spelling. But anyway, go ahead.
Correct, and he actually was a character, not a real human being, but I digest. Tony Sperano would wear sunglasses inside because he had issues with his eyes. So if you want to think that sunglasses inside are fashion, you're allowed to. And the other one for my generation, and Steiny, you can speak to it if you're still awake.
He's here.
Hats at the dinner table. Hats at the dinner table. In my family, that was a big no-no.
How about this? Christy said this to me the other day. She goes,
nice try, Steiny. You almost got in there.
Almost. No, but it's same
welcome
idea.
To my world.
Do you guys think you need to dress nice to get on a plane?
No, we talked about
it. We had this fight. Yeah. I wore a tank top to Vegas to him and I, and flip-flops, like, and he still holds
I'm
it
like,
over my
if
head.
If you're going to make me fold up my legs, then I'm going to wear flip-flops if I damn well please. But, like, yeah, Christy said this to me last week. She goes, I just wish people still dressed up nice for the plane.
Steiny?
Yeah, I don't like tank tops on a plane. I don't
I mean,
like
that's
tank
a little,
that's
I
mean, an hour
I'm
trip.
The armpits are out.
I'm ready to rule out shorts also.
Why?
For myself.
Okay.
Because I'm sick of getting on a plane and then being cold.
No longer, by the way, do you have to take your shoes off.
Oh,
so,
yeah, you're right.
I'm actually, my wife has kind of bullied me into wearing shoes on the plane because I was always a flip-flop guy. But, you know, she was a big fan of not dressing fully up, but at least wearing shoes. And she'd prefer pants, but she's not on this trip, so your boy is definitely rocking the shorts today. Actually, quick weather check. Really cooled off here today. It's down to 111.
Oh, so, good.
Wow.
That's exciting.
Yeah, things are trending in the right direction.
So did you go for a run?
No. We stayed inside. Right. Watched a bar rescue marathon this morning.
Oh, boy.
That guy is mean, Steiny.
Taffer?
That guy's mean.
Jack Taffer?
Oh, yeah. He'll get after you.
Yeah, he will.
Don't spoil any more of the Grandy and Dibs loose in Vegas stories. I want to save him for me. But
I mean, that was about it. But
Guru,
yeah.
You'll love this.
Give it to me.
Because at first when you were talking about this earlier today, I thought like a hoodie, even with the hood off, was offensive to you.
Oh, never.
And I'm like,
never.
Am I not allowed to wear a hoodie inside? Because I do that all the time.
Yeah.
But you'll like this. Once upon a time, years ago, I won't explain the whole reasoning behind it, but I happened to be observing inside family court. I was observing a different case inside family court. And the dad, who's sitting there accused of all kinds of stuff and trying to hold on to some custody for dear life, he showed up in jeans and a hoodie. And
not
like,
the hoodie on the head.
It wasn't on the head. Right, but even just having it on, this case got started. And then about 8 minutes in, the judge looked at the guy and goes, could we stop all of the arguing for just a second and let me ask you a question?
Oh, boy.
And he said, did you come in here today as serious as a heart attack? Everything in the world is on the line for you in a hoodie?
Wow, man.
Did you do that? And I was like, oh, God, the case hadn't even started yet. I'm like, this is not going to go
well.
But
how many men and women do you see for their future, guys, in front of a judge for whatever, dressed up? Not that it helps, but I want to respect the game, Dibs.
I wore a collar today.
Yeah. All right, gents.
I wanted to make up with Steiny. I wore a collar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to make up.
I know we don't.
Everybody
I'm
thinks
kidding.
We
That's
do.
Not why I wore a collar at all. I'm just going to dinner.
Dibs, these guys.
2:30, Mark Stein, one of the best in the business, quite
He's
frankly.
Awesome.
And Willard and Dibs, taking you home.
All right.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.